If you would, tell the story that you have in your book about Abu Zubaydah and what he said to our interrogators after he was waterboarded.
Yeah, it was interesting because Abu Zubaydah at one point finally told us that we should use waterboarding in particular, but the enhanced interrogation program on all the brothers. And he said it because gave us the explanation, and the explanation was that the brothers needed to have religious justification to provide information. And however, they would not be expected by Allah to go beyond their capabilities or their resistance. So once they felt that they were there, they would then become compliant and provide information. So he basically recommended to us that we needed to submit the brothers to this type of procedure if we wanted them to cooperate. As a matter of fact, to help them reach the level where they would become compliant and provide information.
Yeah, in order to do so without sin.
Yes.
And I should add, that this narrative was in, my summer of 2006 was, as Mark suggested, trying to make judgments on the overall effectiveness of the program in the past and what would be a legitimate program going forward because circumstances had changed. And this narrative, this story, was important for my own soul-searching on this. Because, in other words, I was not trying to prove the point that what we were doing was universally applicable for all detainees in all circumstances for all future crises. It was peculiarly well suited to this group.